places and areas. This is the Lubyanka prison in 1939, where an activist has been asked to authenticate stories, and he meets a great political writer who is in prison, and basically he has to decide, are books, you know, are writings going to be burned, or what's going to happen to them. So again, this gives you a fascinating insight of what it was like to live there. And also, what the writer very cleverly does is he kind of brings in stories of the man's other members of his family and so on, so you're not just getting the historical context of what happened, you're also getting what it was like to be an elderly woman, for example, living around that
home. I like the prize of self competition at Sophie. We encapsulated an awful lot in your description of these of books, and I say fascinating, one level or another. Who chooses it, and when will I know a little bit of it?
Well, the show test is out today. It's an international panel of judges as well. The judges come from, I'm just looking at the list here, they're Switzerland, they're London, there is one Irish judge who's an international chair. And Canadian as well, an international panel, and then the award is on the 11th of June. So the other interesting thing about the impact is it is €100,000, so it's Dublin City Council and the libraries, and it is the largest prize for a work published in English, and as I say, because it's got translated works in there as well, that makes it particularly different.
And the Irish judge is?
The Irish judge is Kentish. James Ryan. From
Rathdown, England. All right, well, we'll know in a couple of months' time, but thanks very much, Sinead. Sinead Crowley, our Irish News correspondent, 2 minutes tonight.
And that's another chapter of Morning Ireland is closed. Sheila Ní Whale was on sound. Our editors were Shane Michael-Hapton and Paul Tanney. From Carl and me, after tomorrow at 7 in the morning.
RTE from Dublin.
Part of the World Radio Network. On the web at wrn.org.
Participants lacking the hijab to apply for Islam. This comment reflects the belief that, beyond the symbolism of religious commitment, the hijab also embodies the duty to educate on behalf of Islam. This flag is one of the women's and film families in the Australian multicultural context.
Crush past the old Australian stereotypes with ABC Radio Australia. Weekdays at midnight universal, 2 a.m. Central African time.
The former head of the Bank of Canada, David Dodd, says Canada and the world face a long and deep recession that will fundamentally alter capitalism. Mr. Dodd says any optimistic talk of recovery is still a long way ahead.
Radio Canada on the World Radio Network. Evenings at 9 Universal, at 11 Central African Time. Here on WRN.
This is the World Radio Network. Next, United Nations Radio in New York.
Au moment de ce solidaire Ben Kimoun fait entendre sa voix au sommet du G20. Des femmes dans le foyer conjugal, feu vert d'amis de Kerzaï. À une nouvelle loi et consternation à l'ONU. Journée mondiale de sensibilisation à l'autisme, une maladie mal connue en Afrique et dans le monde. Merci d'écouter la radio de l'ONU à ce micro. Maté. Bonjour, les dirigeants des 20 pays les plus riches et émergents se retrouvent dans les capitales britanniques au cours d'un sommet qui planche sur les mesures à prendre pour faire face à la crise économique mondiale.